three-quarter throttle. Time three is over.
Confirm skip. Number two tank connected, over.
Jolly gee. Well, I suppose that means we'd better fly the plane.
Moonlight Serenade by Tom Ray.
I have to read this statement. In line with the official findings of the Humbug Inquiry into the little snoring disappearances, none of the events in the following broadcast ever actually occurred.
Control, little snoring. This is the Ava Maria DJ-599er. We are now airborne at 3,000 RPM, climbing 1,000 feet.
May 1944, and for more than a year, rumors had been circulating in Bomber Command about a curious incident concerning the Lancaster bomber dubbed the Ava Maria. Following a moonlight raid on Bremen, it had returned to RAF Little Snoring on the Fen, reporting only light flap en route and all of its incendiaries successfully deployed. However, there was one minor problem of a non-technical nature. Listeners, brace yourselves. The Lancaster had returned to base empty. It had made a textbook landing in fine weather, but with no crew on board. From that moment on, in the cold corridors of Little Snoring, the legend that was the Ava Maria was referred to in hushed tones as the link that could land itself. She was marooned in the airfield's dispersal area. Except, you see, in that momentous doom summer of 1944, the RAF needed to pull out all the stops. Any plane that could fly would fly. By a cruel twist of fate, my rather mismatched, rather maverick crew was assigned to the Ava for our very last mission. Navigator and cross-dresser, blind Brenda Bussell.
Nonsense, Brenda.
Ah, that's me, Captain Winchester. I have false legs and a tendency to chew just a little too hard on my pipe.
Are we ready for certain death, Skip? I'm too young and gorgeous to die. I ain't had enough of all that what I'm supposed to have had too much of yet. Over.
Then there's nervous Norman McBride. The bombing. Geordie, touch of the GTs, bless him, which we were all trying to keep from Bomber Command.
Brent, that's right. This plane's officially haunted, Skip. This is the one that flies itself and gives me the creeps, Bomber.
Now that's enough. Compose yourselves. There's no such thing as a haunted aeroplane. Not on my watch, anyway. Chutney?
Flight Engineer Chutney, sporting the heaviest moustache in the whole of Norfolk.
Right beside you, Skip.
On with our mission. Ah, but first, some light relief. With Mr. Glenn Miller, and a tune I often find myself humming when bombing at night, it's his Moonlight Serenade.
This aircraft is being a spook. Are we going to disappear like the others?
Nonsense.
40 seconds to target. There it is, straight ahead, Skip.
Okay. Bomb doors open, please.
Bomb doors open.
What was the heading, please?
146.
146. Okay. Airspeed?
170.
Yes, okay. Bang on.
20 seconds, please, Bob Angle.
You can weave a bit, Skip. Now to see them.
Keep on weaving, Skip.
Five.
Left, left. Steady, steady. Steady. Bombs away. They're going to cookies.
Lucky, lucky, lucky. Marvellous. Bomb doors closed.
Bomb doors closed. Oh, we're still here. Oh, we disappeared.
New course, please. Anybody see any Germans? Over.
185. No, I think we're okay.
185. Now, keep your eyes peeled. They'll certainly be looking out for us. Over.
No, idiots! 10 o'clock, Skip! Over!
Oh, I didn't know that even. I can see them. They're coming straight for us, Skip. Over.
Yes, I rather think they're firing at us. Time to Scarpa.
Get me out of here!
The Lank was hit. Frightly. Flight Engineer Chapman was blown out of his seat and thrown onto the floor absolutely ruining his uniform. Shell splinters tore open his right leg and shoulder. I think it was at that moment that I actually crunched the stem of my favorite pipe.
Skip on Chutney's head! Oh, Tony, please!
Attend to Chutney, Norman. Brenda, take the controls. I say, our starboard wing's on fire.
Permission to put out that fire, sir.
Chutney. Over.
It was a chilling act of heroism on the part of an officer who was already dying. Yes.
Oh, my engineer Chutney, sir. Ain't you brave?
Brenda, before I go, would you give my love to Annabelle Corbett Smythe, won't you? Over.
Annabelle, all right. Yes.
And to Lydia Jenkinson Soft, too. Over.
Oh, yeah. I'll say goodbye to her, too.
And the Sissy Price Knightley, down in Teddington. Tell her I was thinking of her. Over and over. Over.
And for God's sake, Chuck.
All right. I'm going now. I didn't know. It really is all over. Over.
Pushing a hand fire extinguisher into the top of his life-saving jacket, Chutney jettisoned the escape hatch and climbed out. He crept along the fuselage and grasped the air intake on the leading edge of the wing, extinguished the fire, then looked back at us one last time and raised a salute. A second later, he was gone.
Chutney!
Blown away to eternity, or a near Queen Edam. We just never knew. Down, down, down. Thousands of feet goes flight-lifting Chutney, sinking through the list of pretty names in his address book as he falls, spinning in the night air. The last thing he sees is the Ava Maria high above him, no longer burning, just flying away.
Well, Norman, it seems I'm indeed a Atlantic flight engineer. Would you mind offering something for Chutney?
But Skipper from Newcastle?
Well, yes, I understand your point there. However, I think this is what you call an emergency.
Something is at night, sir.
Just move over to Chutney's position, would you please, Norman?
Sometimes at night, I dream I'm riding the bomb, Skip. It's just like I'm sitting in the bomb there, straight. 10,000 pounds at it goes, what's freaking happening to me flying? And you know what, Skip? I'm naked, I've got tattoos all over. I'm dropping Jane easy.
Get the grip, fellow.
I'm really done with the dial.
What is it about adversity and the plucky British fire? It just seems to bring out the very best. The weak become heroes. And thus it was, and there he was, Nervous Norman, champion ferreter, sliding into the flight engineer's leather seat, gripping the controls, finally mastering those awful details. But now some more music, perhaps, as our friend Mr. Miller joins us again, climbing that old stairway to the stars. The fire was out, but there were runny great gaping holes in the Ava Maria, big as wet leather footballs. As we crossed the channel, our instrumentation failed completely, leaving only the moonlight to guide us. And I must admit, I had everything crossed, including my false legs, which was jolly uncomfortable on the old rudder.
I'd just like to say to you all, if we don't make it home, it's like being on a flying machine.
We ain't never gonna see Norfolk again.
Well, I'll be sure to thank God for that when I see him.
Hold up! Isn't that snoring? Now! Look! We're home!
Yes. Suddenly, the airfield was there below us. In a delightful, dreamy doze, with the orange dawn breaking all over it.
But you need to lift the starboard wing, Skip! You're going down, Skip! We'll never make it!
Brenda was upside down in the cockpit beside me, stuffing the heavy taffeta of the skirt he'd torn off himself into a hole which had appeared above the undercarriage. Oh, we were 2 miles from touchdown, dropping like a stone. I didn't think we'd make it, but it was worth a try.
Little Snoring Control, this is the Ava Maria DG-599 coming into land. Please be aware, we are on reserve electrics. We have lost one crew member. We have combat damage, no fuel, and no landing gear. Otherwise, we're completely fine. Over.
Tell them essentially, Skip, we're gliding.
Down, down, down.
Are we landing fire yet, Skip? Because I have to think about my modesty and what I can afford for ground crew to see of my womanly underlings.
Press, 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 the skipper's going down.
Yes, ladies, I rather think I am.
Goodbye, ferrets. Goodbye, Tyneside. Good riddance, Norfolk.
Goodbye, indeed. This was it. The final mission. The terrible touchdown. I knew we didn't really have a hope in hell of landing that limping rank.
Now, ladies, I don't want you to worry. Might be a heck of a bump. Here we go.
Bang! She hit the ground like an iron bathtub, dropped from the roof of the Albert Hall. I struggled as valiantly as a British pilot officer could to control the slide and yaw. Norman and Brenda made encouraging noises. How I held her upright, I'll never know. But somehow, we came to a screaming halt.
We certainly have, ladies. God rest Mr. Miller.
Look at all them fire trucks. Well, did you ever?
Is that all for us, Skip?
Rushing across the tarmac came the whole gamut of emergency vehicles, thundering through the dawn. In another broken instant, their hoses were deployed, and we were drowned in 400 imperials of cold water. Norman was shouting,
"We're okay!
Brenda was screaming,
"It's all right, we're alive!"
And after the deluge stopped, in came the firemen, axing their way into the fuselage and screaming our names at the top of their voices. But the firemen simply hurried past us, searching, searching, calling, calling each of our names. I grabbed the leading fireman by the arm, shook him like a dog, screamed into his face.
We're here! We're here!
I don't think he can see you, Skipper.
It's like we were
invisible. The Ava Maria, the plane that could land itself, had claimed another crew. We had simply disappeared into the ether, into the fog of war. And you may ask, listeners, how it is that I remain to tell this strange story. Well, take a moment. Look around. Is it possible that perhaps you, too, have already passed to the other side? Good things have stopped happening to you lately, haven't they? Is it possible that you, too, are dead in a war-torn, war-angry netherworld, in the great, cracked dimension of the unseen? I urge you to consider the possibility. Scary, isn't it?
In Moonlight Serenade by Tom Ray, you heard the author as Flight Lieutenant Winchester, Nicholas Bolton as Flight Lieutenant Chutney, Ben Crow as Warrant Officer Blind Brenda, and Sean Prendergast as Flight Sergeant Nervous Norman. Moonlight Serenade was directed by Anne Edivine for BBC 7.